The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
We have to talk about the chosen stupidity that is happening with some of the woke Reich. And I say that because, you know, you have the CPAC thing that's happening down the road from where we are. They hate us, by the way. They absolutely hate us. And it's probably because, I could speculate, but I'm trying to be a better person in this new year. I'm just saying. No, we used to do it. But then, you know, things kind of changed a little bit. Not us, but things changed a little bit. So we don't even hear from anybody. But yeah, they're down the road. Steve Bannon will be there. The guy who's Jeffrey Epstein's best friend and who apparently was at Little St. James and was in numerous emails talking about how to remove Trump from office using the 25th Amendment and how to rehabilitate a convicted pedophile, because apparently that's what's considered conservative nowadays. Also speaking is a guy who couldn't pass a confirmation hearing because of the background with underage girls. That I'm just saying, sometimes with these things, when there's smoke, there's fire. Just saying. But it was a Nepo baby from Florida who only got his seat because his dad probably helped buy it. So you've got that. And I just, you know, I've got some questions. I don't know if POTUS is going to be there. At first he was scheduled to go. Now I don't know if he's going to go. Did he cancel it?
Yeah.
Actually, it might be for the better. I know he's got his upcoming trip to China. So it might be for the better that POTUS isn't going. It might be a very smart move because I why would you want to go and share a stage with a guy who was stabbing you in the back while he was performatively acting like he was kissing your backside to the public? He was stabbing you in the back the entire time, whether it's leading that disgusting reporter Michael Wolff through the White House and giving him unrestricted access and letting everybody gossip in front of him and telling him all of the administration's secrets and then acting surprised when he comes out with a hit piece book. Or literally trying to giving advice to a convicted pedophile and then bad mouthing the president. You know what really gets me about some of this stuff is some of the people who act like they're bouncers for a movement that they've spent more time bad mouthing and undermining than helping. They're the ones who want to play bouncer. And the people who had different choices in the primary but voted for Trump three times in the general, that apparently free and fair elections and our election process is the bad thing. But talking about removing a fairly elected president using unconstitutionally the 25th Amendment is that's not considered something that's excommunicado worthy. It's fascinating to me. So no, I'm not going to be going. And I think it's good that Trump's skipping out. I'm surprised Joe Kent's not going to be on stage.
Right.
Now, I gave you my thoughts about Joe Kent and I wrote a whole piece about it. My problem with Joe Kent, and as I told you before, I think it is disgusting and un-American to try to suppress criticism by saying that someone's service is permanent inoculation from any and all criticism. I absolutely reject that nonsense. It enrages me. A couple of things. We literally fought a war of independence to not be ruled by military force from overseas. We have a lot of protections put in place by our founders for that. And also, just like not every cop is a great cop, not every person who served is a great person. Benedict Arnold comes to mind. Alexander Vindman comes to mind. I mean, I can go on and on. You know, I've sat on stage with bad cops. Scott Israel is one of them. The guy, Acevedo, who used to be down in Austin, who told me that he was going to watch and follow me because I criticized his support for gun control. So no, everything has a caveat. There is nothing is universal. And I think it is a diminishment of other veterans' respectable service to try to yoke them with the penalty of sharing classified information just because one person did. Shame on the people who do that. It is un-American. That being said, there are a lot of questions as to what he was leaking, because he's being accused of leaking classified information. As I told you, and in the piece I wrote, this investigation with the FBI has been several months in the making before this resignation letter came out. My speculation was that They knew he was leaking. He was sidelined from all intel briefings. He had his clearance revoked. And this was even, again, all before that resignation letter. Usually doing something that particularly extreme is, that's usually not done without cause. They usually already have a reason, especially if you're kicking people out of intel briefings when they're director of the counterterrorism department or division. That's, you know, kind of a significant thing. But he's being accused of leaking classified information or privileged information to the media. And now a lot of people are wondering, did he leak it to Gal Sharpton, whose name I'm not going to say on my show because I'm just not going to pollute it, because seriously, you got enough problems in your life. But was he leaking it to Gal Sharpton? And then why does it seem, because this all goes back to Charlie Kirk. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I have more inclination to believe that the people who are trying to hijack TPUSA had him killed than any Mossad agent. Somebody's going to say it, so I'll say it. I mean, y'all are not doing yourselves any favors. Y'all are looking hella suspicious by doing this kind of stuff. Stop it. I can't even imagine. So that's one of the big questions with this. Why is this happening? There was a story because people are saying, you realize that your testimony could help the murderer of Charlie Kirk. And Kent replied, quote, then honestly, so be it if it gets us to the truth. Are you serious? These people, I know a lot of people out here eat this stuff up. I've told you guys before, my husband and I have known Charlie since he was 17 years old. 17 years old. We were early supporters of TPUSA. And not just in terms of time. And the idea that the guy who was witnessed, the guy whose prints are everywhere, the guy who, I mean, Occam's razor here, are they trying to derail this court case? He's trying to make himself a hero and help Charlie Kirk's murderer walk free, because that's what this looks like. It just shocks me. It absolutely shocks me. This is the entire case against the guy who assassinated Charlie Kirk may now be put in jeopardy because you have a bunch of digital whores who desperately need clicks and attention now that they're not in the shiny floor ivory tower newsrooms. I just can't. Michael Schellenberger had this story. Joe Kent says he's skeptical that Tyler Robinson, who confessed to killing Charlie Kirk, was the lone shooter. The accusation could undermine the prosecutor's case against Robinson. Are you kidding me right now? He went on with Mark Levin. That actually finally happened. And normally I don't get into a lot of the podcast wars, but the reason I'm telling you about all this stuff, as I said, and this goes on with an ongoing series we've been doing, The War for the Soul of the Right. There are people who are trying very, very hard to commandeer the rudder, which directs the spiritual trajectory of the right, sort of the conscience of the right. They're desperately trying to control it. They also desperately want to grab on to any kind of mechanism that they think is a force maximizer in terms of influence. And that's what TPUSA is. These are people who want to hijack TPUSA. That's why they got daggers out for Erica Kirk, because she stands in the way. I don't think they anticipated that Charlie would leave his organization to his widow. I'm not going to let a guy who spent hours on air every damn day not speak for himself. You don't need all these people putting words in Charlie's mouths. And screw to the everlasting fires of hell the people who try. Man was on air for hours a day, Monday through Friday. He didn't need anybody to speak for him, for crying out loud. It was very clear where he was. But I think some of these people that thought they were going to be able to wrest control of the organization away from him, they were surprised that he left it to Erica. That's why there's this onslaught against her. I hear things too. I'm just not trash, and I'm not going to put everything on air like Jerry Springer, because we do have some standards here. I get it that people who grew up race hustling with NAACP and doxing conservative gamers don't, but some of us who are legit do. Now, that being said, this is Cut 9, Mark Levin and Joe Kent on this about the classified confidential information. Listen.
Were you a leaker? Are you under investigation? Do you know whether you're under investigation? Let's try and clear the air right at the beginning.
Sure, Mark. Thanks for having me on. I never leaked any classified information. And the stories you're reading are stories from leakers who are leaking, I guess, maybe an investigation about me being a leaker. So I think it's just a media counter narrative. I had
so nobody has contacted you from justice or the FBI or anything like that?
Nope.
Did you ever leak? Let me do it this way. Did you ever leak classified information? You said no. Did you ever leak confidential information?
Nope.
Never.
Never.
Were you cut out? Okay, you're on the record. That's perfectly fine. And that's a good thing, Joe.
But then, cut eight. They're saying otherwise. And these are people from apparently Charlie's team. Listen.
And then we cut her. And then we started putting pieces together. Because Joe Kent was someone that we knew that there was a relationship there between Charlie and Andrew and Joe. We knew that when Charlie would visit Washington, D.C., he would talk to Joe. And we kind of put two and two together, and eventually, I'll leave out some of the details that I shouldn't say. We kind of verified that the messages had been given by Andrew to Joe Kent, and that Joe Kent had been the one to pass them on to Candace.
I think people giving anything to Joe Kent, I don't think that they had any idea that that would ever be passed on to Candace. I will say that. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that they, in a million years, thought that if that was the case, that those would be passed to Candace, to Gail Sharpton, sorry. But I don't know. That makes sense because she said at one point, she said, yeah, she got something from the counterterrorism division. Kane, what department was Joe Kent in again?
Was that where he was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Head of the counterterrorism division.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh. Wow. I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
We're just supposed to swallow all that.
I'm positive that's just a very convenient coincidence because we all know that coincidences happen all the time in politics. It's all accident. There's no nefarious organization or anything like that happening. I'm just saying. Dana here, folks. I have talked about Relief Factor for some time. You guys know that I don't really talk about anything on the show that wouldn't be put to use in my own home. And I've mentioned before how much it's helped my husband. He had old sports injuries from hockey and football and knee pain. And Relief Factor has been a huge help for him when it comes to those daily aches and pains. So that's one of the reasons why I like to talk about Relief Factor, because I've seen that it makes a difference. And now Relief Factor has improved their formula, made it even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract that helps your body absorb the high quality ingredients more effectively. So you're actually getting even more benefit from what you're already taking. It's just a simple change, but it makes a real difference in terms of how your body uses it. So if you've been thinking about trying Relief Factor, this is a great time to start. And if you're already using it, you're now getting an even better version of a product that's already helped so many people. So get started with the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. That's relieffactor.com or 800-4-RELIEF. How good would it feel to finally get out of pain?
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
Hey, Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown. Four rounds, multiple games, one winner, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match against Neo right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com. Everybody games.
Let's go ahead and play this. Let's just jump right into this, shall we? Let me set this up. This is, oh gosh.
Probably 11.
Let's start with 11. I feel like he's been to Qatar too many times now. Go ahead and play 11. Go ahead.
Oh, but you go to a country like Japan or the Emirates or Qatar or Saudi Arabia, and you see that when people are self-confident, when they're really pleased with what they're doing and they believe that their system is the right system, that self-confidence results in a kind of welcoming attitude. Mm-hmm. So you'll be sitting at dinner in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and you'll say, you know, I'm really kind of pro Jesus, like I'm a Christian. They'll be like, oh, that's so great.
And they don't have the same.
Well, they mean it.
And they don't have the same belief.
No, they're Muslims.
They're Muslims.
It's a country governed by Sharia law.
Right.
I mean, and they're like, that's great.
Good for you. Yeah.
Now, the quote they were saying is, oh, well, he says that Sharia has made Islamic societies more advanced than the West. And people were saying, well, he's not said that verbatim. People who have the reading comprehension of a finless dolphin are saying that, I don't know why the finless has to be a part of it, but the people who have the reading comprehension of marine life, they apparently don't get it. He expands, by the way, on this in this next cut. This is, go ahead and play cut 10.
I travel so much that I see it. There's not a single Western city that's thriving.
What?
And they're all degrading in exactly the same way.
Is a lot of it just a moral decay? Or is it actually true everything?
It's a lot of things, but it's self-hatred. Every city. It's
crazy.
Every European city, every American city. It's just white. People lose their will to live, their will to pass on their culture, their values, their religion to their children, their will to have children. It's all gone.
I mean, the cities in Texas are pretty nice. It's always the blue cities. And I feel like that nuance is important. If you're going to go to a major metropolitan area, it's typically blue. You can go to a blue city and it's, you know, I mean, they're turning New York into a hellscape. Minneapolis is, Minnesota's like little Mogadishu. Los Angeles, absolute hellhole. Chicago, try not to get shot. I mean, if you go to blue cities, but what happens when you go to red towns? What happens when you go to places like, you know, Grapevine, Texas? What happens when you go outside of the metropolitan area? People have no problem passing their values down. You know, one of the most amazing videos that I saw in the past year, and I love it, is a football team from Texas, is a high school football team, and they were going to state, and they all loaded up on the buses, and they were all getting ready for that trek to, I think they were going heading to Austin to play, and they were going to state. They were going to fight the state football championship, and that's a big deal here where Friday Night Lights was born. And the dads, a whole mess of dads, got on their horses. They had their cowboy hats, and they were flying their American flag and the Texas flag and the school flag. And I have to say, those men were amazing, because even when they were riding, I swear, they held that American flag high. They were still observing flag code even then. It was awesome. Although Texas flag is the only flag that can be at the same level as the United States flag. That's a fun fact. And they had their little high school flag and colors. And they were riding alongside the buses as the kids were going to state. I think Tucker needs to leave his ivory tower a little bit. Maybe travel as much as you do in the Middle East. Maybe travel around to some of these other places in the United States and actually experience American culture, and not just what the Qataris tell you that American culture is. Maybe get outside of your East Coast. Maybe leave Palm Beach a little bit. Although Palm Beach is pretty nice. Maybe leave New York a little bit. Go out and experience the rest of America before you start denigrating America, as the left does, and as Islamists do. Islamism doesn't have a culture. They're colonizers. I mean, everything about their culture is based upon colonization. Go and even look at Mecca and the creation of the structure in Mecca. Everything. Go and look at Iran, a great flourishing Persian culture taken over by Islamism. Islamism colonizes. Go and look at what's happening in the UK, in New York. We talked about this yesterday. FDNY, in fact, is one of the fire stations that had some of the highest fatality rates because of 9/11. And their lobby is a living reminder. Their lobby is an entire memorial to those lost in 9/11. They have plaques, names, etc. And Islamists were putting prayer rugs on the plaques. We were showing photos and video of it yesterday. Never forget turned into we forgot. You got to get outside of these areas to experience the actual culture. And I hear this, and it just sounds like another leftist running down America. And don't sit here and tell me, this is the other thing I hate, because I've had text arguments, and I'm not trash, so I don't put everybody's text conversations out there, although some people ought to be pretty damn grateful that I don't. But don't sit here and be like, well, you know, I'm a Christian. Like you're a shepherd, or that inoculates you, especially when you think that everybody who isn't a Catholic is Protestant and everyone who believes in Israel's right to exist is your definition of a Zionist. I think people need dictionaries and Jesus for Christmas this year. So I'm just tired of it. It's all this idea of going back, like we've been talking about, multipolarity. It is a communist lie that is being laundered through Podcastistan. All of this communist trash is being laundered through these thirsty digital whores who are eager to lap it up because they're so scared about their place in the commentariat hierarchy. They're so terrified after they leave the ivory tower of Fox News. Where are they going to go if they don't have the shiny studio and the 15 different producers per segment? I heard somebody go, well, I got like 7 producers. We got 2. I mean, it's just goofy, but it's all being laundered through that and then served to you like it's a mainstream acceptable argument. Go and compare some of these Islamist cities to any town in the United States, and you tell me who has more freedom. You think Qatar? You know, people can't even pass their Christian heritage on in Qatar. In fact, the only reason that they're even Christians in Qatar is because they practice slavery. 98% of their population is a slave force that works. Yes, Moses led all the people to freedom, but not everybody. But that's ignored. I mean, I guess, you know, a lot of zeros written in the check can make you overlook that aspect. I'm just asking questions, you know. But you can't even pass your Christian heritage onto there. No, you're relegated out to the outskirts of Tatooine and Qatar in a nondescript box of a building that all the Christians are expected to go to. You can't say God. You can't say Jesus. You can't even have a cross. You can't say Christian. I could not wear my cross necklace in any of these Islamist countries. I couldn't even wear it. It's considered haram. It's against their laws. But you know, they're so much better. Yes. In what way? You know, even if I will never forget when we were, one of the times that we were in Rome, we were on a rooftop and we were in a meeting with, talking with some of these, you know, conservative leaders from various parts of Europe that were comprising the conservative faction in the EU and trying to push for conservative reforms. I mean, ultimately, they would all like to leave it. But, you know, until that point, here we are. And Matteo Salvini, who's the deputy prime minister, was there. It was a very intriguing conversation with everybody. And at one point, I just remember looking around and I could see the Colosseum lit up at night beautifully in the distance. And I could see the Pantheon. I could see different museums. And you could see St. Peter's like way in the distance. And I'm looking at all of these amazing, Capitol Hill, you could see parts of that. You know, you're looking around at all of this amazing history. And then the thought occurred to me, it's almost like being in a cultural cemetery. And the Colosseum, Pantheon, these other buildings are sort of like, not really tombstones, but kind of like epitaphs of a lost age of greatness. And thankfully, they're fighting to stop the complete unlimited migration illegally and everything else. But it just really struck me. But at least you have those things in that culture. When you look at Islamist nations, you don't. Sure, you have colonization, but it's still parts of another culture that were meshed together and then claimed, like Gaza. Just very interesting. So I don't know where this idea comes from, that all of this other stuff is greater than any of the freedom or any of the basis of freedom that we afford here. Noble Gold Investments. Now, Noble Gold understands the fluctuations with gold or silver. They get the weak dollar, inflation fears, geopolitical tensions, and global central banks all loading up on precious metals as a safe haven. So that typically happens. I mean, throughout history, whenever you have uncertainty rising, currencies weakening, people turn to physical gold and silver to, you know, just kind of hedge uncertainty, right? And if you're adding gold and silver, the question is, okay, so who do you trust to guide you? This is where Noble Gold Investments come in. They've helped protect savings with physical metals for about a decade now. They have a white glove service that can guide your every step. No impersonal transactions, total transparency, no hidden fees, no pressure, clear explanations with a customer first focus. They help inform decisions, not sales quotas. So if you want to see how physical gold and silver can fit into your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
I got to share with you all, we got to lighten it up for a minute, because this is my favorite story of this year.
Favorite?
Yes.
All right.
So it's got everything. It's got guns and murder and cornhole and a guy with no, like, all his arms are gone.
All of them?
All of them. I mean, it has everything. I feel like that, what is the guy from SNL? He's like the hot new club. Where DJ Baby Bok Choy has knees like biscuits. And it's just Stefan. That's who I'm thinking of. So here's the headline, guys. Quadruple amputee professional cornhole player faces murder charges. Okay, what? That's just a lot to process. Everybody knows cornhole. Is that like a thing we play in the South? People, everybody plays cornhole?
Everyone's played cornhole. Throw a beanbag through a... through a board hole.
I'm really good at cornhole because I was raised on skee ball and cornhole, but also skee ball. I could be in the Olympics if that was ever a thing. We could have it at the Chuck E. Cheese that's, you know, down the street. Quadruple amputee and a professional. He just is not any regular cornhole player. Nay, this feller is a professional cornhole player. Yeah, he's so good he can murder somebody with no arms. How does that even happen? This guy's not handicapped. I don't believe you, because he's a professional cornhole player against people that have all their arms.
Yep.
He is not handicapped. I don't believe it. Sorry. He's more capable than everybody. Dayton James Weber of Maryland. He was arrested in Charlottesville, Virginia, and arraigned in Charles County for the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Bradrick Michael Wells. He was arrested at a Virginia hospital and faces first and second degree murder charges as he awaits extradition to Charles County. So he shot this guy and then apparently drove away with the guy in the vehicle. He picked up, I don't know, man. So according to the statement, that's just the way the story is. An argument broke out between Weber and Wells. The witnesses who are identified in the charging documents as just witness one and two said that Weber pulled out a firearm and shot Wells twice during the argument. Then Weber pulled the vehicle over and asked the passengers to get Wells out of the car, which they refused. And then they got out of the vehicle, flagged down a cop, and then Weber drove off with Wells still inside the car. Okay, what? What? So the guy has no arms and no legs, and he was able to do all of this. You have no excuses, guys. When you wake up and you're like, I can't make today, I want you to think of this professional, murderous cornhole player who was able to do all this stuff without any arms or legs. You have no excuses, okay? None for you. So he drove also, he tried to get the witnesses out to help them. They fled, so he drove off again. And then somebody like in a different town found the guy's body in their yard. That it's even crazier. There's video of him. There's like all these videos on social media showing this dude shooting. Should we show any of them? Or can we? Or will the first, does the first TV, does DirecTV get real weird? What does Juan say? How does Juan come down on this?
Yeah, he has to see it first.
Okay. I mean, he doesn't say no bad words, and he's not shooting nobody in him.
You know how the extra careful TV people
Juan
are
is
days.
Like the purest person. He's made entirely of goodness and protein, and he just sits over there, you know, tries to stay away from all of us because we're all compromised. But, yeah, he's a quadruple amputee. He was, like, apparently really athletic. Lorraine says he was a wrestler in high school.
Oh, man.
But he had 10 months old. He had a blood infection. And this guy's like he was like a grappler. You have no excuse. None. My gosh. So this is, he's 25. Well, no, he's, I think he's 26 now. But he, so not only was he a wrestler, but then he became a professional cornhole player. And then he shot this dude and killed him. I mean, isn't that going to make it, if he goes to jail, how does that work?
Yeah, where do you put the handcuffs?
That's a great question. I mean, it's like Schrodinger's arms. You know, he's armed and unarmed simultaneously at the same time. But is this really keeping and bearing arms, though? Just saying. I feel like the defense, I'd be like Johnny Cochran. I would be Johnny Cochran in this thing to death. Be like, Your Honor, you heard, although he's dead, God rest his soul. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. But Your Honor, my client was literally unarmed.
To this day.
He remains unarmed. Sir, he was unarmed at the time of this criminal action, this unfortunate tragedy. And he, to this day, Your Honor, remains unarmed. And then, you know, I'm just saying, I'm stumped at how this is going to go.
He was born unarmed.
You missed that one. I'm sad. Okay. So,
I'm sorry.
You can't blame me for the story like this. So the guy that was killed, did he die laughing? Did he die from laughing? I just am made of questions here. But you have no excuse. Yeah, but this dude shoots like no problem. He's able to shoot and all that. But I think, I mean, what an amazing story that he like milkshake ducked himself in a way, you know?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, you guys know what the milkshake, I mean, in a quasi milkshake duck way, you guys know what that means. So milkshake duck, it happened when, it's like a thing on the internet. When you find something that seems wholesome and fun ends up being bad, or they've did something in their past that compromises or perverts or pollutes how you view them now. So the example was, oh, look, it's an adorable little duck that loves milkshakes. 5 seconds later, we regret to inform you that the duck is racist. So he kind of, you know, he had this great story and then he became a murderer, and it's, you know, I'm amused and also it's admirable and then no, bad, you know? I don't know. I'm just a jumble of feelings on the story, Kane. But yeah. I feel like if he can overcome those odds and be a professional cornhole player, what the hell Mad Lib kind of headline is this, by the way? If he can be a professional cornhole player, and I'm not saying to murder someone, but he murdered someone and then drove a car, you have no excuse. You have no excuse. You get up and you take charge of your day. And whenever you're feeling down, just think of that professional cornhole player, man, who, yes, he killed a dude, but still handy capable. You know what I'm saying? All right, kids, if you have ever fought with a garden hose, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, like the kinks and the tangles, and sometimes it looks bad after a year and the whole thing turns into a rubber knot the second that you need it. A lot of people replace their hoses like every couple of years. It's a springtime tradition for some folks. But now there is the world's number one expanding garden hose. It's called the Pocket Hose, and it really is that small. And they have their new Pocket Hose Ballistic. This thing is tough. It's reinforced. I don't even know what this is. Liquid crystal polymer. It's like the same thing that they use in bulletproof vests, which means it can handle your household, can probably even handle terrorists. This thing actually stretches out so ungodly long. This thing goes out to 25 feet. And then you turn on the water, it expands to the full size hose. But look how little it is. And it's very lightweight. You know, you turn the water off, it shrinks right back down to twee size, pocket size. So you're not wrestling this giant hose back into the garage. I know there's a million jokes to be made here, but the point is that their new ballistic version is even better because it has 5 times stronger than steel fiber. And it has this like little pocket pivot. That's what this thing is. It's like 360 degrees pocket pivot. So there's no kinking, no tangled mess. And now it's also upgraded with a UV coating, so it doesn't look like absolute hot garbage after summer. And it has even thicker washers to help resist leaks. So for a limited time, you can get the Pocket Hose ballistic with a free 360 degree pocket pivot. That's what this thing is. It's the pocket pivot. And you also get a thumb drive nozzle. All you have to do is text Dana to 64000. So that's text Dana to 64000 and get not one, but two free gifts, your ballistic pocket hose.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this miraculous hour, and it's good to be with you. By the way, real quick, the Masters, they have famous garden gnomes. They have like regular editions of garden gnomes. I feel like that's a thing Steve would know. Steve, is that true? Do you know anything about that? They come out with garden gnomes every year?
I don't know about legendary. I mean, everything there is very specific to the Augusta National Golf Course. Like, you can't take it out. You can't take pictures of it. You can't do anything.
They have a garden gnome now that apparently has a working Masters umbrella, and they limited the purchase to one per customer. Okay. I didn't know that was a thing. It's like ceramic lawn geese, right? I just saw that. It immediately fascinated me. So shiny. There it is. All right. So Kermit Gosnell. How many of you remember Kermit Gosnell? I know. You guys remember him? He is the guy. This was back. What year was this, Kane? This was maybe like what? 2012? Something like that. Anne McElhenney and Phelan MacLear are the Irish documentarians, the American Irish. They're Irish and they became Americans. They did an amazing documentary on this guy. He's the most prolific serial killer in the world, in the United States at least, Kermit Gosnell. He was a Philadelphia abortionist convicted of first-degree murder in the brutal killings of three babies that were born alive during late-term abortions at what was called his House of Horrors clinic. He was 85 years old. He passed away in prison. He was serving three consecutive life sentences. So he had 30 years on federal drug charges, all kinds of stuff. I mean, his trial was in 2013. And Anne McElhenney even interviewed him in prison and wrote a book about this. She was on the show about it. She's he did this for 30 years, and they thought that he murdered thousands upon thousands of babies. And when we talk about late-term abortions, I am not exaggerating. If you are unfamiliar with Kermit Gosnell, I'm not going to get into the gorier details because I was reading the court transcripts and I actually had to stop at one point because it was just really bad. This guy, he ran this clinic in Philly, and it was so notorious, and that's him, that there were actual infant parts pickled in jars. This came about around the same time that David Daleiden did the undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood, taking harvested parts from late-term aborted babies and selling them on the black market. And that was all on record. And if you remember, then Vice President Kamala Harris was the Attorney General in California, and she went after David Daleiden over that story. Raided his house, everything. That's how far back that was. She was AG of California, then became senator. And it was happened about on her way out from AG into the Senate. And it was pretty horrific. Kermit Gosnell, this story exploded about the same time that there was a push state by state to have states increase the standard of care in abortion clinics, because these clinics, if you're unfamiliar, they were not treated as a health clinic. They were not expected to meet the same standard of care that a community health center, which offers a full suite of services and outnumbers Planned Parenthood 3-1 in every state, that they were expected to provide. So meaning you had to have like a doctor on call or doctor on staff. You had to be able to have somebody that had admitting privileges at hospitals and an anesthesiologist and things like that. And it wasn't preventing them from doing it. It was saying you need to provide the same standard of care that a woman would expect to receive at an actual medical clinic. And they fought on that. And then the narrative that they were trying to spin in the press was, oh, you're trying to stop all abortions. And it's like people gobbled that up. They were literally arguing against having to increase their standard of care for people who were going there to get abortions. It's insane. So while that fight was happening, the Kermit Gosnell thing broke open. There was a woman who passed away because emergency responders could not get into the emergency doors because they were blocked and blocked by just hoarder's garbage. It was a disgusting clinic. And they would literally be throwing like discarded aborted infants like into dishes and left there. And they, I mean, as bad as you think it is, it's worse. There was a woman who bled to death. And these were they got murder charges. They tried to get him on all these different charges. He was described as a chilling monster. Thousands of babies. There were women there who, you know, nearly lost their lives. One woman, that's how the story broke open, the one woman they couldn't get to. And they said pill mill by day and abortion mill by night. That's what federal authorities noted. And when they went in there, when they were serving the warrant on his clinic, they were shocked by what they saw. He also had, he was also illegally prescribing Oxycontin, all kinds of, you know, controlled substances. They did the raid in 2010. They found all kinds of stuff, flea infested animals, rusty instruments, the instruments that they didn't clean anything up. Like women, when they were going to trial, and I remember, and there were, again, parts of the court transcript that I just had to stop reading because it was so detailed and gross. But one woman who went in to the clinic during her deposition had said that, and they said this at trial, that there was literally blood smeared on the floor, like dried blood smeared on the floor. And if you go into an examination room, you know how they have the paper usually that's over the little bed that you lay on, the little pleather bed, that sometimes there wouldn't even be any, or sometimes she went in, because she went there twice. One time was a dirty towel, and the other time they didn't even have anything there. Another woman said that they would use paper, but they just never changed it. And it would be like the same paper on the same thing for this, for different patients for like a week, 2 weeks. How? Oh my gosh. It was disgusting. The instruments were not properly cared for. They were rusty, just left out. Just horrific stuff. I mean, if you weren't going to get killed from an abortionist, you know, you're going to get killed from a number of the diseases or bacteria that, you know, that that whole environment was harvesting, that they were creating. And so when his story broke out, it became a real case against abortion on demand. And people really did find out that, yes, late term abortions are happening. And by late term, I mean a woman's in labor and doesn't want her baby late term. That's the stuff we're talking about. When you hear people talk about these things, they're not making it up. And you can still go back. The court transcripts are all online still, but I'm going to warn you, some of the stuff you can't unsee because there's photos in it. You can't unsee some of the stuff and you can't unread it. So just take my word for it. If you do not want to expose yourself to that, it was horrific. Well, he's dead now. That guy's dead. I hope he repented, because if he didn't, he's burning in an everlasting, all-consuming fire. If he did not repent, he is Satan's plaything right now. That's how it works. Just a horrific human. You know, he was given an award. He won like awards. He was given a key to the city. He was celebrated. And I don't know how that was a shock to the community when this came out. Because when you see, just like right at when they raided it, there were photos of when they went in, you know, that you take it for evidence. I mean, just looking at the outside, it was sketch as all get out. How is something like that getting awards? Are you kidding me? And the crazy thing is, this is also at the time Planned Parenthood was asking for more money. And, you know, I mentioned the community health centers. Those are actual health centers that are for the type of people who would go and seek anything medical at a Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood was just for abortions. They try to act like they offer all this other services. They lied and said that they offered mammograms. They can just give you a referral. They don't have mammography machines. They didn't even have licensing to do that. They had no technicians to do it. None of that stuff. Whereas community health centers have all of it. They also do, some of them do pediatrics, and most of them also see men. They have a full suite of services. The only thing they did not do was offer abortion on demand. That's it. But they were actually trying to take money away from them and allocate more money for Planned Parenthood. That was all happening under Obamacare. Democrats were actually trying to reduce the amount of money to these community health centers and redirect it towards Planned Parenthood, even though it's not about healthcare at all. They were buying themselves votes. Crazy. So he's dead. I don't feel bad for him. I don't. Can I give you a nice story? Yeah. Because I think you guys need it.
Yeah.
I thought this was fake, and it's not. So, 7 stolen dogs escaped a meat factory in China and embarked on a 10-mile journey together back home. There's this video footage that Juan has that shows these dogs, all sizes. They formed kind of like this band of brothers, and it was led by a corgi. You can see the little chipper corgi up there. He's leading everybody. I don't know who did the video. I hope they helped after they took video. But he was apparently trying to guide them to safety. And the guy shared it online and urged authorities to step in. And then apparently Bitter Coffee Stray Dog, apparently is, this is the site, they said animals came from the same village and they had likely formed strong bonds. Volunteers were dispatched and they used a drone to track the dogs and guide them home. Now, one volunteer said the animals had been stolen by people running a dog meat shop and they may have escaped from a truck, although there were no witnesses as to how that happened. But how sweet is that? I mean, first off, eating dog is horrific, but they said that, and there's still dog meat restaurants that are in northern China. And now they said that dog farms are becoming rare because it's costly to raise them. Thank heavens. But a lot of them, strays and stolen pets, are like a cheap, easy source of meat for them. So these dogs, thankfully, apparently reportedly got home. But they were led by this little temperamental corgi that was leading them along the way. It was amazing. What an amazing story. I'm glad they're safe. Folks, I knew that I turned into an adult when I got excited about laundry detergent. I didn't think I was actually going to get excited about laundry products, but here we are. So I don't know if you've heard of laundry sauce. This is legit what I use. And I have this one. They sent me, because I've been purchasing this for several years now on my own. And the French saffron is like my absolute favorite. The bergamot is so good. And I love that I don't have to think about any of it. The smell alone is next level. I mean, this is one. So this is the Indonesian patchouli. And at first I was like, I don't want to smell like a hippie. But then I opened the box and it's amazing. Look how bougie this is too, by the way. Kane, have you smelled this?
I haven't.
Do you want to eat one? I'm
throw
kidding.
Throw it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it smells so good. This is like what clean is supposed to smell like. And everything is so soft and it's so nice. I have eczema and I have no problems in using any of their stuff. But here's like what really sold me. I mean, first off, you have these pre-measured pods, right, that you just saw. One and done. There's no guessing with it. But also, I really like the scent boosting chips that they have. And you can get it in the Australian sandalwood, the Italian bergamot, the Egyptian rose, French saffron. I mean, clean, warm. It's just the greatest scent ever. But like I said, you don't have to overthink any of it. The pre-measured pods, the scent chips, there's no mess. No guessing. It's super easy. And they have all of these extras with it. I mean, you have the dryer sheets. You have, like I said, the scent boosters, the liquid fabric softener, and your clothes feel incredible. And the dryer sheets, which I have here, they just lock absolutely everything in. I mean, it smells clean and soft and that you actually care about your laundry. All the guests in my house, they love the way everything smells. And I know I'm not the only one, by the way, because apparently 90% of people feel the same way after they switch to laundry sauce. Now, here's the deal. Laundry sauce just landed in Target, or you can say Target. You can find it in select stores, or you can do what I do and grab everything online, including the boosters and the conditioner and more. And for a limited time, all of you out there, you have the hookup. Take 20% off of your entire order when you use code Dana at laundrysauce.com/Dana. So that's 20% off everything at laundrysauce.com/Dana using promo code Dana. So upgrade your laundry game today. Seriously, you're going to actually look forward to laundry day.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so apparently McDonald's is testing humanoid robots on the front line, because why not? Someone's going to get their face pressed to the griddle. That's how this is going to end. Let's be real. I don't like that. I'm bigoted towards robots. I am a bot bigot. Hells yes. I don't care. So in Shanghai, they're testing humanoid robots. And so you go up and, you know, you really just could have self-checkout. Do you really need to make the robot do it at this point? They're from Kinon Robotics to serve customers, and they provide information, greet guests, and help enliven the atmosphere. Sure. Try those in a Waffle House and see what happens, especially after 10 o'clock at night. And then we're going to see how capable these robots are. Politicians who often hurl insults get nine times the media coverage, but zero extra votes. Wow, it's almost like study finds. The people who came out with this cutie little survey just realized that the stuff that happens in the hyper online world doesn't necessarily translate into moving the needle in meat space. Wow, what? Yeah, because like 7% of the population is on X. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You're just screaming into the void. And probably not even that, depending on what the algorithm does to you. Suspected pipe bombs were found in Fort Washington Park in Maryland. This according to NBC Channel 4. They said that a bomb squad responded to these devices that were found in Fort Washington Park Sunday and Monday, according to fire officials. They several suspected. So it's actually more than two. They never actually gave a solid number, but they just said several. Maybe three? I don't know. But they were found and rendered safe by Prince George County's fire department, and the police evacuated the park. So what is it, like Iranian stuff? Like, what are we talking about here? I'm immediately suspicious. I'm just saying. A rocket scientist with ties to a missing Air Force general associated with UFOs disappeared under eerily similar circumstances, per the New York Post. This General William McCaslin disappeared, a retired Air Force general, under eerily similar circumstances. He was very close to Monica Reza, who went missing in July of last year in the Angeles National Forest while hiking with two experienced companions. They were exploring some trail that I don't care about, because hiking is glorified walking. Don't send me hate mail, because what I'll do is I'll put it to the target at the range and blow holes in it. But this is sus, man. I'm saying, sounds like some shenanigans were happening here. Our friends over at Burn a Gun, you know, I've told you a million times, I don't even know how many times I got to say it, I have no problem carrying a gun or using lethal force to defend myself. But there's a lot of places, not a lot, but there are places where you have to go either for work or some reason where you can't carry, right? Maybe you have to go for work. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it is, private property, municipal, you know, whatever. Or maybe you're a college kid living on your own, old enough to do that, but you're not old enough to carry a firearm to defend your life. And so you have to just like risk it and take the gamble, walking to the parking garage at night after a late class. I mean, for crying out loud, walking from the parking garage to an apartment or the street into your apartment. This is where a Burn a Gun comes in. You diversify all your other stuff. Like, I got rifles and pistols and all kinds of different calibers, and I got blades and all that stuff. But what do you do when you can't carry, when your Second Amendment rights are abridged? You want to make sure that you're giving yourself an ability to get to safety, and this is where the Burn a Gun comes in. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. They have other models. The only one you need to know about is a compact launcher, CL for short. It's roughly the size of an iPhone, no recoil, easy target acquisition. But here's the thing, no gun-free zones. Because it's not a gun. So it doesn't care about gun-free zones, right? Those don't exist to it. There's no restrictions. There's no background check. There's no license fee. There's no waiting. None of it. You order it online, they send it right to your house. And unlike other stun guns, which maybe have like one or two rounds, the Burn a Gun shoots, well, it has a 15 round capacity per cartridge. So that's, you know, pretty effective. And there's a lot of chances to make sure that you can protect yourself. You can find out more about the Byrna CL at Byrna.com/Dana. That's BYRNA, Byrna.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing. whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
I love this video, even though he's very naughty. It's a pup who is caught stealing steaks literally right off of a neighbor's doorstep in Oklahoma. So it looks like they had like a food delivery and he's like, ooh, steaks for me. I hope he didn't eat any of the plastic though. Yeah, he didn't take anything else, just took the steak and it was captured on video. This is also why you can't leave your groceries just sitting there on your porch. You've got to really, but man, that, I'm worried. I hope he didn't eat the styrofoam and the plastic that's over it. But that dude got a ribeye. That pup got a ribeye steak like that. I would not encourage my pups to do that.
I feel like I would train my dog to do it and not steal it from my porch, but other people's porches.
You're just going to wash it off and cook it up?
Yeah, why not?
How would you train
feed it to the dog. I'd at least give the dog its rewards.
I don't know. I feel like Daisy would, but Wick would be like, nah. What steak? I didn't see a steak. What are you talking about? But Daisy would be like, is this here? It's right here. She's so friendly and so happy. It's, you know, it's adorable. All right. Later on this week, like I said, Harmeet Dhillon is going to be on the program and we're going to talk to her about this ATF pistol brace enforcement continuing. Why is that still happening? So we'll have all of that and all the latest with Iran. In the meantime, Kane, today's stupidity.
Can we go to Maine's governor in cut 15-1? Maine's governor here. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, just real quick, just to set it up, Biden clearly wasn't at his full capacity during his last 4 years as president.
That's enough.
She clearly supported Biden in all of that, but here's what she says now.
Our own health. Tell us why we should trust you.
Listen, I wasn't going to kick the guy when he's down, honestly, but we had a meeting with the president just a few weeks or so after the horrible debate. And I was one of the people who spoke up and said, you know, all of the Democratic governors called for this meeting in order to try to dissuade him from running. That didn't work at that time.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called accountability. That's not exactly like kicking somebody when they're down. That's just an excuse that they're telling themselves so they don't have to answer as to why they didn't.
Is that what you would do to your kid if you saw them struggling? You wouldn't help?
I just, you know, they're out there prostituting themselves on meth. I don't want to kick them while they're down. Please. That does it for us today, folks. Make sure you go find us Facebook and YouTube, like and subscribe, Substack, Chapter and Verse. Have a great night. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.